Fryderyk Jakimiszyn was born in 1927 in Krakow. On the 16th of January 1945, in the last months of World War II, 17-year-old Fryderyk Jakimiszyn entered the gates of Gross Rosen in today's Lower Silesia. The entire area was surrounded by electric barbed wire fences.
Obóz Gross Rosen był ciężkim obozem i tam...
Conditions were extremely harsh at Gross Rosen. We were all told, and so everybody knew, that there was only one rule at the camp, and that was beat to kill. The guards were given orders to beat and kill the prisoners whenever possible, to reduce their numbers and to liquidate them one way or another. And there were other ways. If there was no gas chamber at Gross Rosen, there was a crematorium for the mass executions by firing squad or lethal injection. The sweetish odor of incinerated human bodies produced by the relentless crematoria lingered in the air. The personal belongings of those doomed prisoners, who ended up in the crematorium, were stacked in huge piles in an allocated area near the crematorium. There were mountains of shoes, clothing, glasses, toothbrushes, crutches and protheses. We saw all this, and the sweetish odor of the smoke emanating from the crematorium. And that lingered in the air, would remind us of what would happen if we did not keep our wits about us at all time.
Do dyscypliny, bo wiedzieliśmy, co nas czeka.
Not only did the Germans murder thousands of people, but they also tortured their captives and forced them to perform humiliating and inhumane tasks. It was all the more terrible that they used expanding bullets. These bullets were manually fabricated. They were crisscrossed and they expanded after a shot was fired. I was randomly selected by one of the guards to check one corpse and then the other. I had to turn it around to see if the guy was really dead or just pretending. And so I turned him around. His face had been smashed to a pulp beyond recognition. Even his nearest and dearest wouldn't have recognized him, just a big, shredded and bloody mess. I checked the other guy, and then I returned to the line. On the 8th of February 1945, the evacuation of Gross Rosen began. Fryderyk Jakimiszyn was transferred to Mittelbau Dora, a satellite camp in Nordhausen, where a massive German armaments plant was located. At the beginning of April 1945, he attempted an escape during one of the American air raids. Even though the guards fired their machine guns at the fugitives, several other prisoners and I managed to flee the camp, says Fryderyk Jakimiszyn. His freedom was not to last too long, however, as he was captured by a German patrol and transported to Sachsenhausen-Oranienburg, where he was forced to work at the Henkel satellite camp. He still remembers the Germans and their sense of inevitable defeat. Even so, German orderliness and strict discipline were upheld to the very end, and the killing of the defenseless was rampant, he recalls.